AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is speaking out about pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
Arrests were made overnight at UCLA. The president says free speech is essential, but the rule of law must be upheld.
Dissent is essential to democracy, but dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the rights of others so students can finish the semester and their college education.
The president says the protests have not prompted him to reconsider his approach to the war in Gaza. Israel's National Security Council issued a warning urging people to reconsider travel to Malmo, Sweden for the upcoming Eurovision Song Contest. In a statement, the council described Malmo as a focus for anti-Israeli protests that include calls to attack Israelis and the burning of the Israeli flag. Lawyer Keith Davidson is back on the witness stand in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Davidson represented former Playboy model Karen McDougal and porn actress Stormy Daniels. National Security spokesman John Kirby explained President Biden's comment that Japan and India are xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants.
The broader point the president was making, and I think people all around the world recognize this, that the United States is a nation of immigrants, and it's in our DNA. We're better for it, we're stronger for it. We're not going to walk away from it.
There was no immediate reaction from either the Japanese or Indian governments. The White House says Russia is shipping refined petroleum to North Korea at levels that exceed UN Security Council limits, signaling it will impose new sanctions against those involved in the transfers. A nurse in Pennsylvania who administered lethal or potentially lethal doses of insulin to numerous patients pleaded guilty to 3 counts of murder and other charges and was sentenced to life in prison. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. There are still plenty of jobs out there.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment is historically low, and it didn't change last week. Overall, 1.7 million Americans are on unemployment, the same as the previous week. The unemployment rate is 3.8%, and it's now been below 4% for 26 months in a row. That's the longest such streak since the 1960s. There are signs that the labor market may be softening. There are 8.5 million job openings, and although that may sound like a lot, it's the lowest number of vacancies in 3 years, and companies have been announcing more job cuts, mostly in technology and media. Companies that have recently announced layoffs include Google's parent company, Alphabet, Apple, and eBay. I'm Rita Foley.
The NBA says the San Antonio Spurs will play the Indiana Pacers in 2 regular season games in Paris early next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.